Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing Wounded Hands, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled What Jesus Came to Do, from 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 through 8.
Hopes and dreams completely crumbled. My life was built on sinking sand, bowed beneath the weight of sorrow, till I was touched by wounded hands. Wounded hands shattered heart.
It makes no difference today how the devil has tried to hold you down and defeat you and discourage you and wreak havoc in your life. If Jesus Christ touches you, let me tell you what, the chains, the shackles, the bondage is broken. Amen. For Jesus is a chain breaker. Amen. Whatever has you bound up, messed up, tied up, Jesus can break the chains. Amen. I listen to gospel radio music. Zach Williams. Some of y'all know Zach Williams. You've heard his music. I tell you what, there's two songs that just, and that's one of them. Every time I turn the radio on, they must be only playing two songs. Amen. And one of them is Chain Breaker. And part of the lyrics go like this. Man, if it says, it sets your soul on fire. Amen. Oh, they sung about that this morning, didn't it? That's another one. If you've got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking Savior. If you've got chains, He's a chain breaker. Amen. Aren't you glad He'll break every chain, every oppression? Everything Satan is trying to hook up on you, tie up you with, and put you in bondage with. Praise God. Amen. As old Peter got up and the Lord had spoke to him and he was in prison. Remember that in the Word of God? He shook off the chains. Amen. And he walked out. Glory. I'm telling you, our God will do the same thing for us today if we'll come to Him today. Jesus said unto this woman, and this is really kind of irony here. She said, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. Understand what he's saying here. This is a cultural statement. If you were outside of the house of Israel, you were not considered then of the children of God. So you were considered an outcast, and just excuse me for saying it the way it's interpreted here, you were considered a dog. But you know, what do you do when Jesus speaks about something you don't want to hear in your life? Because honestly, weren't we all there in that mess one time? Didn't we all need to be delivered? What do you do when God speaks and He says, I want to change you? And those pains of change, sometimes you think you can't bear it. But I'm going to tell you right now, He's already bore it for you at the cross. If Jesus doesn't give you what you want right away, what are you going to do? And that's what happens in Christians' lives. See, it's always on God's timing, and His timing is always perfect. This woman, you know what she said to Jesus? She didn't say, well, I tell you what, Jesus, let me go and think about this a minute. You're going to be in town tomorrow. By the way, do you have email or Twitter or can I text you? Or she didn't say, let me go home and sleep on it. You know what she said? Two words. Yes, Lord. I'm telling you this morning, hear me. When God's speaking to you, you don't need to deliberate and discuss and argue with God. You need to say, yes, Lord. When God's calling you to work and to minister and to help and to surrender and give all to God in your life, He's not looking for you today to say, well, let me just make a little list of you on this side and me on that side. No, you better throw that in the trash can. Because at the top of the list, it's all God. And we need to learn to say, yes, Lord. I've had to say yes to the Lord in times that was not convenient, in times that brought pain and difficulty. But I want to tell you right now, I do not regret every yes, Lord, that I've ever said and prayed before Him. And today we need to get in that position. I'm going to wrap it up here in a moment. We need to learn to say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Even when it's not convenient. Even when you don't know how it's going to happen. You still say, what? Yes, Lord. Jesus said, if any man will follow me, let him deny himself, take up my cross, and follow me. Amen. So you've got to start accepting the responsibility today for the calling that God has put on your life and start saying, yes, Lord. You will never receive God's power as long as you are in an argument with God. You will never receive today that mountain-moving miracle that God has designated and designed for you until you believe that He is the only one that can make the miracle move. Amen. So you've got to learn to say, yes, Lord. Practice that a little bit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, absolutely, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're not here to debate His word or to debate His will. We're here to say, yes, Lord, you know what's best for me. Amen. So this is a powerful declaration today of faith that you've got in God. This is what the crumbs, amen, will do for you. See, the same crumbs is a part of the same bread. Amen. And all she wanted was a crumb. She would take the crumb believing. And that's all God wants you and I to do today. All the women in Mark, all this woman needed in Mark 7 was a touch from Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, He is a God who will touch you today. That is what you need. You need to learn to say yes, Lord, in your life. And you need a touch that only comes from Him. God's Word is in this house right now. God's presence is in this house right now. The issue is, or the question that is posed to you, are you willing to take the crumb and use it? Because when you use the crumb of God's Word, it will destroy the work of Satan that he is poised against you. Jesus came that you might have an abundant life for living. The enemy is already defeated. The enemy is already defeated. The enemy is already defeated. I preach, I got the bumps and the bruises. Well, I tell you what, don't we all? But let me tell you, we still have the victory in Christ. All God wants for you to do is be willing to say what?
Yes, Lord.
To say what? To say what? What are you going to do with the word? Are you willing to come and say, yes, Lord? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Because I know in you, oh God, there's a provision that this need will be met. And you know what? When you learn to say, yes, Lord, you're going to realize more so the devil is defeated. Defeated in your life. And I'm here to declare to you today, Jesus is still Lord. Amen. But you've got to come in faith. And what have you got to say?
Yes,
come in faith saying what?
Yes,
come in faith saying what?
Yes,
stand to your feet, please. Father, we thank you today for the preciousness of your word. Maybe we're here today and we need to come to that point, place, and time in our life where we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes to the blessing. Yes today to the leading. Yes today to what you want to do in our life. And Lord, if we will get to that place, you'll start moving on our hearts. Now, Father, I pray right now. Oh, Lord, show us the cross. And show us that through us the cross lives on. And that lives can be changed. Lord, right now in this invitation, I pray that folks will start stepping out to pew out of the pews and to the altars of change today. For across this building and across the front of this building is a place where we can say, yes, Lord.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K. @AOL.com. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.